Hey, my name is Rich B. Knight, and I've written my debut novel, The Darkness of the Womb. Here are some of the chapters. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Han stood at the top of the stairs and kissed a tattered picture of his wife a second time. Why didn't he jump in and stop the fight when he had the chance? It was all because of his damn glasses. Just thinking about it made him want to snap them in half. He looked at the picture of his wife again and kissed her on the forehead. The picture had a special power over him, and he needed that power right now. She made him feel like he could do anything. Even talk his way out of losing his job. He put the picture back in his breast pocket, next to his heart, and took the first step down to the main office. Be brave for Marigold and the kid. Be brave for Marigold and the kid, he thought. When he reached the bottom floor, he walked past the metal detector. There was a black security guard at the front desk who looked up at him and scowled. Haunt lowered his gaze and kept walking. He already had enough to deal with right now. He didn't need to feel guilty as well. He took a right and then another and walked into the main office. When he entered, two kids sat by the entrance with their heads down. They wore hoodies and both of them had their hoods covering their faces. One of the hoodies was black and the other was neon green. The yellow dragon swirled around that one. Han felt physically hot just looking at them. The secretary, Michelle, sat at her desk. She had her blonde hair in a ponytail. It didn't suit her at all. It made the splotchy birthmarks on her neck and collarbone more visible, and it somehow made her look 10 years older. She motioned for him to come closer. When she leaned forward, her massive cleavage spilled out of her tan blouse. She didn't seem to care that he was looking. Putting her hand beside her mouth, she whispered only 5 words to him. It said his blood on ice. Miss Davis is in there. Han grit his teeth and mouthed the word, really? Really. This was a problem. Mr. Jaffe could deal with, as at least that man had a heart. But Miss Davis, he wasn't so sure. The woman rarely said a word, but when she did, she crushed spirits. Even the principal, blustery as he was, seemed to be frightened of her, opting to handle most of his business without her. Whenever Han saw her in the hallway, which was rare since she rarely left her office, he would find the nearest stairwell and duck into it. Being within 5 steps of her was the last thing he wanted in life, and now he had no choice but to be right next to her. Could this day get any worse? Yes, a voice in his head whispered. It didn't sound like his own. He walked into the principal's office. The walls were bright blue and gold, UCLA colors. Vice Principal Davis sat across from the principal with a desk between them. She crossed her skinny legs with a yellow legal pad on her lap. There was hatred bunched up in her small face, but that was nothing new, and she always looked like that. She was the antithesis of Mr. Jaffe, who looked more like a violent force of nature with his rolling hill of a belly and his fat arms. Mr. Jaffe leaned back in his swivel chair with his arms crossed as if he didn't like that description of himself at all. He pouted and his small, curved lips dragged down his entire face, which made his buzz cut look comical. He appeared to have 3 chins, and if the situation wasn't so bleak, Haunt might have even stifled a giggle. "Come in," Mr. Jaffe barked. He looked up with his fiery blue eyes and closed the door. The pimples on Miss Davis's forehead gleamed in the room's harsh lights. Her caramel countenance was usually clean and smooth, but today it looked greasy and rough, as if she had just smeared lard on it. Her blue eyeliner, which matched her outfit, was stenciled around her hazel eyes like war paint. She couldn't have weighed more than 105 pounds, but he still feared her. Everybody did. "Take a seat," Mr. Jaffe said. Haunt nearly collapsed into it. He wanted to take out the picture by his heart one last time and kiss it. Instead, he rubbed his breast pocket. It would have to be enough. Hey, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want to hear more, please subscribe for weekly updates. And if you want to see more of the story with comics and videos, please check out my website, thedarknessofthewomb.com. Thanks again for listening, and please subscribe.